072-567-1567.
All right, so my top three picks of things to do in and around the Western Cape this weekend. There is an event happening at Open Sesame in Hout Street this afternoon featuring Afrikaans vocalist, poet and former performer Jitsvinger. The tickets will cost you 100 rand, kicks off at 5 o'clock, as I say, tonight, this afternoon at Open Sesame. Let's just take a listen one more time to the details from the man himself.
Away, this is Jitsvinger, and I would like to invite you to a vernacular spectacular happening this Saturday, 19th of June, at 44 on Long. If you're looking for that Richter Cape Jazz, the Jitsvinger Trio is your nanas, my bro. If you smack an authentic fusion of bossa, kuma, maskandi, and yellow mix masala, stick out. The historians has got a story to tell. Tickets are available if you want to come through or stream my performance online. Just go to the National Arts Festival website and book your ticket now. Saluta! See!
Next up, if you are looking for somewhere really special to take Dad for Father's Day tomorrow, how about the Radisson Blue at the waterfront, located at the Tobago's restaurant. It's putting on a buffet created especially for your dad. The tickets the buffet is 395 rand each. There's a 50% discount for children aged between 5 and 12 years. Those under 4 eat for free. And the Radisson's Nina Tomlinson has the details for us.
Cheers to Dad this Father's Day with Tobago's Restaurant and Radisson Blue Waterfront. Our chef, Norman, has created a wide selection of dishes for the special man, and the highlights on the menu include a beef roast with mustard crust and whole grain jus, beer marinated roast chicken pieces, beef short rib, beer and bacon chocolate brownies, and Guinea sticky toffee pudding, and so much more. The cost for this is only 395 rand per person, including a welcome drink to cheers Dad. There's a 50% discount for children aged 5 to 12 years, and those under 4 eat for free. For your health, safety and security, our hotels have implemented the Radisson Hotel Safety Protocols designed to ensure your safety and peace of mind. Bookings are essential, so please contact us on 021-441-3000.
And just make sure that you stay tuned to the show this morning, because for our This Day in History competition at 9:40, I'm going to be giving you the chance to win one of two complimentary tickets, each worth 395 Rand, to the Father's Day brunch at the Radisson tomorrow. So make sure that you stay tuned for that. And finally, one for the movers and shakers, international choreographer Rudy Schmidt hosting a workshop in Somerset Westerday at Pneumatics Performing Arts Academy.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Giovanni, CEO of Pneumatics, PNX Global. And I just want to say, yes, we're hosting a choreography workshop with Rudy Smith tomorrow at Wuchang Manor. And we still have a few spots available. Rudy Smith is an international choreographer, and he's super excited to host his first one in Cape Town. And us as a training institution are also excited to share this public workshop with everyone. So it's tomorrow, Saturday, on 12 till 1:30. And tickets are available on Quicket, as well as if you send an email to admin@pnxglobal.co.za. And then also WhatsApp us on 072-45111127. I'll repeat, 072-45111127, and I hope to see you there. Keep well. This is in Wuchang Manor, Somerset West.
All right, now, my next guest was supposed to be joining us for SJ's Top Picks, because his band, Hatchet Man, was due to perform at Cafe Rue today and then at the Alma Cafe tomorrow. But unfortunately, COVID, being the beast that it is, has sort of put the kibosh on that. But I wanted to speak to the band anyway. Jono Tate is the front man of Hatchet Man. Hello, Jono. It's lovely to have you with us. How are you?
Good to be here.
Fantastic.
I will tell you something. This is a lot earlier than I'm accustomed to being awake and functional.
Listen, it's a lot earlier than most people are, but you're here and you're sounding fantastic. Listen, just tell us a little bit about the band then. And also disappointing, of course, because you guys were meant to be performing, as I said, at Cafe Rue today and then the Alma Cafe tomorrow. But COVID being as it is, has been unkind in that regard. So disappointing, but hopefully you will be back. But in terms of you guys as a band, how long have you been together?
Been together almost 8 years now. We started the band back in September of 2013. And, you know, we've had, I suppose, the usual ups and downs of every band, members quitting in a rage and coming back, tail between their legs, you know, tours, new members joining, the whole kind of thing. We've been through the mold in some ways.
In its original format, Jono, how did you all meet?
It's actually quite a cool story. We met at the Alma Cafe, funny enough. I saw two of the... So I'm very fortunate that my parents own and run the Alma Cafe. So I've gotten to meet kind of a who's who of South Africa's music through that little venue. And Nick and Matt, the brothers who play in the band with me, they were there with another fantastic singer-songwriter by the name of Brittany Dilks. And they were backing her up on drums and bass and some backing vocals. And I heard the two boys singing, and I thought, sure, that's quite something. So I spoke to Nick and said, listen, I've written a whole bunch of songs with an acoustic guitar. Would you be interested to hear them? And he came around to my spot, and we sat, and I played him songs for about 3 hours. And he said, yeah, Kenna, that sounds lucky. Let me chat to Matt. And we got together and we sang together. And those guys, coming as they do from the Blundell sort of musical dynasty, singing harmony is just in their blood. And they heard they listened to the songs, and they were just able to pop harmonies onto a lot of the songs I'd written. And it was just absolute musical magic right off the bat, you know. And, yeah, because the band was born the instant we heard how we sounded when we sang. You know, it was kind of one of those, okay, well, I guess that's life now, you know.
And so you've been together for all that time. I mean, how do you all get on? Are you all good pals? Do you always get on? Are there moments, do you have artistic differences? Gosh, I feel like I've stumbled on something here. Come on.
Yeah.
Tell us, Jay, what's going on?
We started the band when we were all young men, you know. There's a lot of ego involved, especially, and I'm speaking purely from my side here, and a lot of lack of tact, a lot of lack of tolerance, and a lot of insecurity, meaning that I certainly always felt like I had to be right, and that led to some, you know, fairly stiff disagreements at times. But I think as we've all grown older, and we've all grown to realize the fact that the music we create is much bigger than any one of us individually. It's led to a real mutual respect and love and care for one another, and how as three and four with our guitarists, very different individuals, we're able to create something that's so much bigger than just any one of us, you know? So with regards to getting on, we've you know, it's like a dysfunctional family. We've found ways to love one another in spite of our differences and you know, different temperaments, different styles, different ways of thinking, all of that. We've just kind of, I suppose, as we've grown older and mellowed out a little, we've all kind of gotten a lot more tolerant of one another.
I mean, differences aside, you've managed, whether you've been, you know, having your differences, you've managed to secure yourself 3 Ovation Awards from the National Arts Festival. You've had some real career highlights. You've toured with Wendy Oldfield. What for you has been, if I was to say, that the highlight of the last, 13 years or however many years it is, I can't even work it out, 10, 12, 11-ish. What's been the highlight?
You know, we... Strangely enough, the highlight is the fact that now in 2021 I can still phone up 3 guys and say, hey, let's go do some gigs, and the guys are pretty much going, okay, cool, just let us know when it is. You know, it's I think especially in the modern age, you know, being able to keep a band together in a country like ours where we struggle so much for you know, what's the word I'm looking for, where there's such a lack of infrastructure, where there's such a lack of support. To have a bunch of guys who committed to a project and an artistic vision, that's the highlight, and it's ongoing. You know, it's not like there's an event that was any better than any other. Everything's amazing when we do it. We do it in the right spirit.
Well, listen, we can't wait to see you back on stage. We don't know when that's going to be, obviously, because of the, as I said, the nature of the beast of COVID. We're not sure when it will be.
Yeah.
But where can people follow your stuff and find you on social media?
We're at Hatchet Man Band. That's our tag on Instagram and Facebook. And there's quite a bit of stuff up on YouTube, some of the older stuff. And then we've also got a single up on all the major streaming platforms called The Dream.
The Dream. Okay, marvellous. All right, listen, Jono, it's been lovely to have you. I wish that we'd had you under slightly different circumstances in terms of me saying, listen, everybody, get yourselves down to Café Roux tonight. But that isn't happening. But as soon as it is happening, will you hit us up and let us know, and then we can make sure that we give you a bit of a shout out.
I most certainly will. Thank you so much for the opportunity and having a chat this morning.
Absolutely a pleasure. Jono Tate is the frontman of Hatchet Man Band. You can catch their stuff, their music, at Hatchet Man Band on social media.